Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We are in a moment where there is a full-on attempt to attack hard-fought and hard-won rights and freedoms and liberty.
Vice President Kamala Harris tells those at this week's NAACP convention in Boston to be ready to defend all the civil rights movement has achieved. The gathering comes amid a rise in white supremacy and just after a Supreme Court decision against affirmative action in higher education. The group's leadership says they'll work to mobilize black voters and will join Southern congressional redistricting battles. As the Senate begins its August recess, military retirements and promotions remain stalled. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he won't allow any to go through unless the Pentagon rescinds a policy that covers travel expenses to get abortions.
I've told them all along where we stood, and I'm going to stay with it. I'm not changing my mind.
The heads of the Army and Navy are slated to retire with no Senate-confirmed replacements ready. The Marine Corps is already under a temporary commandant. Senate Democrats say they plan to push Buy American policies. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin says taxpayer dollars should support U.S.-made goods and services.
American workers should build our infrastructure with American products. It's as simple as that.
Baldwin has introduced a bill requiring country of origin labels for goods sold online. Many Democrats cite supply chain issues during the pandemic as a motivating factor. A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Arkansas law charging librarians and booksellers who provide minors with harmful or inappropriate material with a crime. Holly Dixon with the ACLU of Arkansas tells NBC it's just one of many recent attacks on civil rights.
Stifling the ability of Arkansans to access information that is relevant to or is of interest to us is un-American.
The ACLU sued, arguing the word inappropriate was undefined, and librarians could be penalized if a minor accidentally went into an adult section of the library. As the climate continues to boil, the poorest Americans are suffering through record-breaking temperatures with few defenses. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is urging caution.
Heat kills more New Yorkers every year than any other kind of extreme weather event. And access to cooling is a matter of life and death.
President Biden says additional funds will go to states to help poorer households with cooling systems and utility bills. Some say those funds only reach a fraction of the most vulnerable. With pandemic expansions coming to an end, health officials are raising concerns about large numbers of people being dropped from Medicaid rolls for paperwork errors. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.